Hi, GWA Backstage. I swear I need one of those clapboard things like in the movies. This is like take 17. I get a phone call. I get a text. I get bothered by the kid. Eventually I'm going to get this done. Hi. Doing Rilo's accent challenge. Been really excited to do this for some reason. I love these kind of things. So I was really looking forward to doing this one. All right. Here are the questions. Number one, what is your username? My username is NolaBell0503. May of 2003 was a pretty darn good month for me, so that's where that comes from. And if you know anything about the South of the U.S., then you probably know what NOLA stands for. And oh, look at that. What's number two? Where are you from? I'm actually not from NOLA. I'm from very near there, but it's my favorite city in the whole wide world. So I love the architecture. It's amazing. It's really not even the party thing. It's the architecture and, oh my God, the food. Ah, sorry, I'm about to start drooling again. I miss my hometown Cajun food. I have lived, everywhere. We lived in Portugal for a while. They used to love to have me talk because I sounded just like all those Southern people in movies to them. And I don't think I sound anything like that. Lived in Kansas, lived in Texas, Arkansas. That's not a whole lot different. Florida, which is pretty much just Yankees taking over the South. So, yeah. And the reason I keep saying NOLA is because I'm going to show y'all in number three exactly how to pronounce the name of that city. So keep your ears open. Number three. Pronounce the following words: ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water. New Orleans. New Orleans. Not Nollins, not New Orleans. It is New Orleans. That is the way the locals say it. That is what it is called. Excuse me. Pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally. In the U.S., there is no second I. It is aluminum. But if I was reading that word specifically the way it is written, it is aluminium. But that's not the way we say it. I also side with Will Wheaton on this one. It is GIF. I don't care if it's a hard G because it's graphic. I like GIF. That just sounds easier for me. Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. Okay, number four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is rolling. You go rolling houses. My senior year of high school, we rolled the school and it was magnificent. We covered the football. I'm going to shut up because what if somebody I know, I'm going to stop right there. Number four. Hi. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That is, I don't care if it's lemon lime. I don't care if it is cola flavored. I do not care what flavor it might be. It can be freaking Mountain Dew by PepsiCo. They are all Cokes. Lowercase C, it's Coke. I may stretch it to soft drink. Soft drink. But they're all Cokes. I was a waitress in the South. Yes, I love my Southern heritage. Get over it. I was a waitress, and when I would tell people what we had, I'd say we have Cokes. We have tea and, you know, da-da-da-da. And they would ask for a Coke, and I would say, what kind? That is the way we roll, because we're lazy and it's just easier. Anyway, what do you call gym shoes? Those are tennis shoes. You take off the S from tennis. They're tennis shoes. Number seven, what do you call your grandparents? My dad's parents were Yankees, so they were straight up grandma and grandpa. My mom's parents were mama and papa and then his name. Not saying it because I have some cousins. I would not be surprised if they're listening on this. Get into all this stuff. Number eight, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That is a buggy. I know the word sounds stupid. I know it's a shopping cart, but we call them buggies, and I'm going to continue to call it a buggy. Number 9, what is the thing you change the TV channel with? That is one place where I do not fit with my people. It is a remote. I hate saying clicker. It's a remote. Choose a passage from a book and read it. Okay. Actually, it says choose a book and read a passage from it, but whatever. I just kind of, whatever. Okay. Book that's closest to me is my daughter's Danica McKellar book, Math Doesn't Suck, How to Survive Middle School Math Without Losing Your Mind or Breaking a Nail. God, I hope this works for her. Okay, so let's open up. We're in chapter 6, when to seriously stop raiding the refrigerator. Shit, that's something I should pay attention to. No. Okay, equivalent fractions and reducing fractions. In the English language, there are many ideas that can be expressed in different ways, using different words. For example, if you really like your friend's blouse, you could say, that's a cute blouse. Or you could say, that's a cute top. Then you might say, should I wear nylons with this dress? Or should I wear pantyhose with this dress? On another occasion, you might say, that guy is a jerk. Or that guy is a total scumbag loser. Okay, that one has a bunch of options. Okay, seriously, that kind of worked out really well for this. I literally opened it up. I was planning on starting with chapter 7, and I opened it up and ended up at chapter 6 instead. So that was actually a really funny one to end up in this. Sorry. Okay, number 11. Do you think you have an accent? Do I think I have an accent? I think I have a weird conglomeration of accents. I don't think it is a very natural, you can pinpoint where I'm from, because everywhere that I've lived, I kind of pick up a little bit from there. As much as I love home and I try to kind of hold on to my Cajun heritage, it's still, I'm not gonna lie, I know that I have picked up stuff from everywhere I have lived. Last time I, you know, when I lived in Texas, I was right on the border, so it was all Hispanic. And I mean, not Hispanic, it was all Mexican people, mostly because it was the Mexican border. It's not, yeah, that sounds bad, but it really doesn't mean it that way. Literally, like, it was, like census said 97% of the city I lived in said they were Mexican. So, yeah, I'm not being awful here. Anyway, so everybody spoke Spanish. So that really messed up my accent, too. All right. End the audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Okay. Beignet. Lafayette. And Chapatoulas. And I will put the way that these are all spelled in my post so that you can see, because none of them sound like they're spelled. But there's some words that always people always get wrong, and I love it. And I still fight with my husband, even though we have been together for over 16 years. He still says Lafayette, and I want to strangle him for it. Okay. There's the additional list, and I am going to turn into a 15-year-old boy and laugh my way through this, so please do not judge me too harshly. All right. Cock. Pussy. Teasing little bastard. Dick. Penis. Vagina. Baby. Fuck. Fucking hell. Spanking. Clit. Cunt. Horny as fuck. Fuck me harder. Mistress. Master. Sir. Miss. Daddy. Slut. Cum slut. Your fuck toy. Cream pie. Anal. Fuck my ass. I fucking love your cock, baby. I fucking love your pussy, baby girl. Beg. Begging. Beg for my pussy. Beg for my cock. Please. Thank you. Fuck me. Dirty little whore. Get on your knees right fucking now. You dirty boy. You filthy girl. You're mine. My good boy. And my good girl. So, yeah. I managed to get through that without cracking up too much. But, anyway, so hopefully when I listen back to this, I don't sound like a complete dumbass. And yeah, so I hope I don't, you know, yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed that and that I didn't get too annoying with my craziness. Kind of enjoying being around here. So thanks for the warm welcome, so many of you. So yeah, I'll be posting this.